Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I'm sticking with you. The Doug Steffen Good Day program sticks like glue. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here on Monday morning. The continuation of the discussion, what's going on in Ferguson. How long has this been going on? This, when was it? Last August? When did this guy get Michael Bryan?
August.
It was August, right? So from that point to this, we have gone around and around and around and around and around. I just want to take a deep breath and wish that this sort of thing would just not be a part of the landscape here in America. These sorts of things. And then you look at the foolishness in these frat houses. Yet another problem. University of Maryland now investigating an email allegedly sent by a white Kappa Sigma fraternity member using racial slurs to refer to a black Indian, Asian woman, encouraging fellow members of their group to have sex with women in their basement, regardless of whether they've consented or not. The vulgar language in these email is reprehensible to our campus community, so says the university's president. We met with the individual involved. The university investigation is currently underway. What is it with people who think this, the references, I wouldn't even use the language that they used, or this fellow used, to refer to blacks or Indians or Asian women. I wouldn't even, what, where do you get the permission? If that's what it is, I don't mean permission with a capital P. In any right-thinking family, and this maybe sounds arrogant, but I think that it comes down to right-thinking and wrong-thinking. And it is wrong to refer to women and minorities in the ways that these people have been doing it. And apparently it's been going on for a long time, for generations, from one generation to another, to another, to another. This stuff is passed on traditionally. Why does it... I had a... maybe this is... I had a past life regression over the weekend. And if those of you who don't know what that is, it's a... You go... This was not a... hypnotherapist. I was invited to meet with a fellow that I actually think I'm going to have on the radio program. His name is Dr. Master Shah, S-H-A, if you want to look it up, Kenny, Jennifer, whoever is listening. Amazing fellow. Had a focus in Los Angeles for this the past weekend and conducted a series of healing seminars. And I've been to these over the years here and there, and I thought, you know, my back is bothering me, my leg's bothering me, I think I'll go and see what this fellow's all about. Well, it happened that I met him. It happened that he wanted to do some work on my leg, and I started, we were talking about a number of different things, and he has some people that work with him on his staff that are good at regression. So I said, okay, let's go. I've had this done before. Have you ever had a regression, past life regression, Jennifer?
No.
No. Kenny, have you?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, I seem to be in the minority, mm-hmm. which won't be the first time. I've had all kinds of stories. I mean, and again, how do you know what the truth is or what the facts are? Because this is something that is so looked askance by most people. Anyway, so the reason I bring it up here is because in one of my past lives, one of the ways that you heal, according to the theory of Master Shah, is to relive or to acknowledge and forgive your karma, past karma. And in the reading that I had, apparently I had with my partner at the time a large plantation, and there were a lot of animals on the plantation, and there were a lot of people on the plantation, and the people did the work, which brings me around to thinking that I was a slave. That's what comes to me is that I was a slave owner during the slave period. Mm-hmm. And why I bring it around to this, and maybe you hear me get really, this is one of the things that really pushes my buttons, in case you haven't known or noticed that over the years. Racist stuff and racism, really, sexism, these sorts of things really bother me, get under, if you'll pardon the pun, get under my skin. And so I'm now thinking, as a result of this healing experience, that one of the reasons we all have reasons for us, and sometimes we can't put our finger on it. Why do I feel so strong about that? Or why do I feel so strong about this? And so what came to me was that I feel so strongly about these sort of racist things because of something that I did in a past life that was really bad. And so whether I'm suffering the pains of what's going on in my back, because a lot of people that I would have had working on the plantation would have had trouble with their back. That's another, I mean, you can pull any number of theories out of the air. But the point to my story isn't to tell you about the healing as much as it was to tell you about this whole business, or to make you think or bring you around to focusing on why it has been in the history of man that we would do these sorts of things to other men and women. And these people are oftentimes, quote-unquote, religious people. They believe in God or a higher power, and you know, they think that there's something biblical. It's kind of like these nutbirds using the Quran to justify what they do. It's not there, but you can twist and turn words around to have them pretty much mean anything you want to.
It's very hard to question the way things always were.
Yeah.
It's a difficult thing.
But anyway, back to the matter at hand here. This student,
you were a slave owner.
Yeah, apparently I was. Yes, right. Yeah. But I mean, but maybe that's why I feel so, this angers me so, Jennifer, when I see these sorts of things these fraternities are getting away with, this kind of stuff. All right. I made mention of the Quran and ISIS and that sort of thing. In a moment, we have Patrick Poole joining us to give us an update on the latest from ISIS, the Boko Haram stuff, all of the pieces being put together here for you. So you have the information at the top of mind. 15, 14, 13. Let's make it 13 past the hour, and good day.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online as 328 while supplies last. See store at staples.com for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and law number 3030.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
I'd say 10.
4, 5,
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer. Responsibly.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have with us Patrick Poole, who is a national security and terrorism correspondent for PJ Media. He wrote on some ISIS activity over the weekend, ISIS announcing a list of targets they want to attack, bomb, and destroy, including the White House, Big Ben, the Eiffel Tower, the usual list of hits, I suppose. Are we to take this all seriously, Patrick?
Well, I think we need to take their intention seriously as to whether they're actually able to, you know, direct their followers to, you know, attack or damage any of these sites. Well, then that's another story altogether, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what is the story here? Last week, a lot of attention paid to them because Boko Haram wants to join and be part of the party. We're still doing nothing. The West is doing nothing. It seems that the Iraqis, with some push, managed to rout ISIS from Tikrit, or did they really?
Well, they still, I mean, the battle for Tikrit is still ongoing, and I think I need to qualify, it's not really an Iraqi victory, it's really an Iranian victory. I mean, these are Iranian-backed Shiite militias that were, as the Daily Beast reported on Friday, were basically operating as Iran's air force in Iraq. And we're seeing some of the exact same atrocities that ISIS committed being committed by these Shia-backed militias that we're supporting in this effort. It's lunacy.
Well, the thing that a lot of people are questioning is the Iranian play here, and whether or not, mostly because of the Iraqi-Iranian anger and the wars and the turf and all this other stuff, the Iranians get a foothold in here, and they're going to want a piece
when
of the action,
left,
aren't they?
They did. Yeah, that's when
yeah.
they came in.
Right.
Well, and I just to recall, your the Iranians probably killed more American soldiers in Iraq than Al-Qaeda did. I mean, Iran was active in opposing our occupation of Iraq, and they killed a lot of American soldiers, and yet here we are a couple years later, you know, supporting their efforts to take over major portions of Sunni areas, predominantly Sunni areas in Iraq.
Well, the same thing can be said for Syria and what's his face, who we've been trying to get out of office there for years. Now we're making deals with him, too, right? Assad.
Well, yeah, I mean, John Kerry was for Assad before he was against him. Now he's for them. You know, Kerry made this statement over the weekend that, you know, that he would welcome Assad at the negotiating table. And, of course, you know, there's that infamous picture of Kerry and his wife having dinner with Assad and his wife in Damascus here several years ago before 2011 and the U.S.-backed civil war in Syria. So, I mean, the constant shifting of U.S. policy in the region is just befuddling a lot of our allies as to exactly what we're up to. There doesn't seem to be any coherent and hasn't, you know, there really hasn't been during this administration any coherent policy for the region.
Well, there wasn't any coherent policy in the last administration either. There hasn't been any coherent policy for years and years and years, and yet we still here sit and pay for this stuff. Taxpayer is making sure that all of the companies that are involved in military hardware are getting paid, making a lot of money. Americans are being killed, and there's nothing to show for it. Nothing to show for all the Americans killed in Iraq. Nothing to show for all the Americans killed in Afghanistan. But there's plenty of money being made by the military-industrial complex. That's something else to think about. This whole thing is just a big conspiracy to make these guys that run these companies rich at our expense. Patrick Poole from PJ Media here on Good Day.
Oh, Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Well, my mama told me there'd be days like this. Well, you don't need to worry, there'll be days like this. Well, no one's in a hurry, there'll be days like this. Well, you don't get betrayed by that old Judas Priest. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Well, you don't need an answer.
My favorites.
There'll be days like this.
Van Morrison.
Well, you don't need a chance.
There's so much wonderful music like from him that is not on the charts. This is a perfect example. Oh, this was kind of a hit, wasn't it? I remember.
Not a big one if it wasn't.
No, it wasn't a big one, but it's a great story. Listen to the story. It's cracking up people. Having been to a number of Van Morrison concerts and enjoying it when he does this, I don't like his jazz stuff, but I do love solo. Some people would say this is sort of jazzy. But his mind is a great song called No Religion that just sort of sends me away, puts me away. And Have You Been Healed tonight? His music is very healing. Okay, so we're playing Van Morrison and U2 and Enya and Bing Crosby as representation of Irish singers, because tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and we're asking you in our poll today, who's your favorite Irish singer or band? It's U2. I find this to be a very appealing song as well. I like their music. And their lyric line, the contents are also... Listen to this. This is really very poignant. Listen to the lyrics in this song. Listen to what they're talking about experiencing. Looking for all kinds of the answers to today's problems. And that's really what this addresses. Okay, so that's U2. Another one of the Irish bands. Enya. More profundity. This
is very good.
It makes me want a massage.
Yeah, does it really?
I just find
all three of these, you two, Van Morrison and you, there's something about them and the lyrics to the songs that we're listening to that are very good. Go ahead, crank up here. How many people actually really listen to lyric lines and songs? Kenny, do you listen really to the lyrical content of songs? You just like the beat, you like the way it moves, and so you find it appealing?
I listen to the lyrics most of the time.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Am I right about all of these Irish singers and bands and the provocative things that they present?
So. Yeah.
What do you listen for, Jen?
In music, I mean, it actually depends. Sometimes I like music just simply for the beat, and then other songs, especially slower ballads, I think you listen more to the lyric line.
Yeah. All right, so we have Anya Van Morrison, you two, and Bing Crosby to choose from in terms of your favorite Irish singers.
The pipe.
Most people play this when they think of an Irish song from Bing Crosby. There are many others that you would.
Danny Boy's
from glen to glen,
isn't it?
Yep.
And down the mountainside.
Why couldn't we have all this sort of thing
summer's gone
around us instead of the cacophony of nonsense that we hear most of the time in our conversations?
It's you. Must
it's you.
Go,
it's you. It's
and
you.
I must buy.
All right, oh, Danny boy. Tell us what your preference is at DougSteffen.com.
Panic attacks. The heart races. You feel faint. Dr. Margaret Wehrenberg.
You need to take in a very slow and deep breath. But then you exhale it through your mouth longer than you inhale, because that actually triggers your nervous system to start a calming down process.
This lowers your heart rate. Next step, give up caffeine and alcohol.
First, it feels like a sedative and acts like a sedative, but it may actually make you more vulnerable to panic when it's wearing off. So I want people to pay attention to what they ingest. And as we get older and we have more medications, we need to really talk to our pharmacists and our physicians about whether or not some of the medications that we take or combinations of medications might end up giving us a side effect of anxiety.
Dr. Wehrenberg's book is The 10 Best Anxiety Busters. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Amy Nellis.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on Q300469 in store and online and $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's make it 33 at the hour, shall we? We can make it whatever we want. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I am the king of Dudley World. Therefore, I can proclaim what time it is, and that's what time it is. You got that, Jennifer?
Yes.
That
what time is it, Dougie?
Smoking. It's now 26 and a half, 27. It's like, you know, closer to the top of the hour than it was a half hour ago when it was, well, it was actually close to the top of the hour, but it was the last hour going to the new hour. Got all that, figure it out, and then call me back later. 888-302-3684. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and I going through the issues of the day. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff will bring us some medical intuition that will be of interest and importance to you. I can guarantee that. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz is bumbling off about limits on campaign contributions or lack thereof. One more reason for him not to be considered a credible candidate. He's a gas bag anyway. There I am with politics and turning people off that don't like, that won't like me because I don't like Ted Cruz. I find him to be shallow, self-serving, and pretty much a one-way thinker. So, We'll see if we can get something out of that on Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter. Hey, Good Day Show, Kenny. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com or 888-302-3684. What's the preponderance of conversation and comment from today and over the weekend on our social media, Kenny?
It's about the arrest in Ferguson over the weekend.
Of Walker. What was his name, Walker?
Williams.
Williams, that's it. Yeah. Why did I think Walker? Williams. And he confessed, and what are people saying, though? What do they find of interest in terms of his being arrested?
Ernie says, after everything that's happened, I wouldn't believe anything that comes from the Ferguson Police Department.
See, that's what I thought. Thank you, sir. And I kind of said that, I think. Didn't I, Jennifer, when I talked about this a little earlier? I mean, I didn't say it in as many words, but that's pretty much what I'm thinking.
Yep.
There's nothing that I would believe that came out of any of those jerks' mouths. Nothing. So I'm with that guy. All right, what else you got, Kenny?
Paul says, having a live suspect is a step in the right direction, I guess.
Having a live
suspect. Alive, so instead of shooting all of the witnesses and shooting all of those who might be a part of it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, what else?
Joe says, prosecute him and then throw away the key.
Yeah.
prosecute this kid. He's 20 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know. It's exasperating because I'm back to what I was talking about earlier. This whole business of race relations in our country, and I seem to get off on a tangent every time it comes up. Here's another story. Authorities in Florida this weekend said a church is losing its tax-exempt status after it was found to be hosting nude painting events and slumber parties with the sexiest ladies in the church. The church, Panama City's Beach Life Center, a spiritual community, lost its tax-exempt status after authorities discovered it had been hosting late-night spring break parties as Amnesia the Tabernacle. Been going on there since February. The events hosted at the facility include an anything-but-clothes body painting party and a slumber party billed as a pajama and lingerie party hosted by the sexiest ladies on the beach. The sheriff says the facility as a church, using the facility as a church is a blatant slap in the face to taxpayers and authorities. So, I was thinking that this would be, I was off earlier on to the whole business of what goes on in these fraternities and sororities. Not so much. Although, you know what? Women are not exempt from all of this, Jennifer.
No, they're not. Not all of this. You know, that's the thing, is that you can't completely take down the Greek system. But to me, there's just so little that's attractive about it. I mean, you become lemmings. There's always someone, one person or two, that are ahead of the whole thing. Yeah. And then you've got a bunch of people that just follow along because they want to be accepted into this culture. Now, you know, for some people, I guess that's good. Just for me, it just does not appeal to me at all.
Mm. Here's the Wild Oats Project. How many people have heard about that? Raise your hand.
I've sowed those before.
Have you? Have you sowed them or sown them? Which is it?
I've done both. Have you really?
Mm-hmm. There is the Wild Oats Project phenomenon. There's a book that's been written. And now there's probably going to be a movie. The stuff that is a part of this meditation group is something I cannot discuss on the air. That is, I can't use the words that Robin Rinaldi, who is a magazine writer, lives in San Francisco, originally from Scranton, Pennsylvania. She wasn't sure she wanted children, but she knew that her husband, she wanted children, her husband did not. They decided a baby would add purpose to their lives, but Scott wouldn't change his mind. I wanted a child, but only with him. He didn't want a child, but wanted to keep me. So she demanded and got an open marriage. So she spent a year with four different men and got pregnant by one of them and writes the story in this book.
Could you do that?
Could I do that?
Obviously, you couldn't physically do that, but could you do that?
I don't know what you're asking me if I could participate with as one of the four men.
Yeah.
No.
Wouldn't that be difficult?
No. I'm not like that.
I don't know how that ever works out well. Somebody gets hurt. Three somebodies at some point get hurt.
Yep. Right.
Maybe more.
But I just I find it. I can't. No. But there's just this is a story that's a little rough. But a lot of women are going to be very interested in the story, and I think men should be interested in it as well. There's a sort of cliche that's attached to it, in a sense. Can you? I guess maybe what I would ask here is for all of us to think for a minute what it would be like if we were in a situation like that. Put yourself in that situation. You love somebody. You want to be married to this person, but you don't want to have children. You want her no matter what. She wants children. You say you'll stay with her, but you don't want to have a child that has your DNA. So you say to her, go find some man that'll give you a child, and we can raise him. And that's what Jennifer's saying. Okay, what kind of problem is that going to lead to if the men, you know,
but
sooner or later.
But people do artificial insemination all the time. I mean, it really is sort of the same thing. It's just you don't bring other people that you know into the relationship.
Well, but
I don't know how you do that.
I don't either. If you're going to be involved with somebody romantically for months at a time, unless she does, you know, 1 week and then another week. If you do, I mean, I don't know, maybe there are people, I guess there are people who can do this, both men and women that can do it. Just, okay, I'm not attached, I don't care, let's have some fun. But when it gets down to the serious business of having children, then I think the game changes a bit, doesn't it?
It should. If it doesn't, it should.
Yeah.
I think so.
Consciously, anyway. So, anyway, the book and the movie will be... I don't know if this is the next 50 Shades of Grey. I don't know. I think maybe it might be. It's called the New Oats Project for... This is called One Woman's Midlife Quest for Passion at Any Cost. And then we get into what Jennifer said. Okay, so it's usually the men... Or I think it's thought of... I think common wisdom would have us believe that... It's usually men who do this sort of thing. Yes? Men are the ones who go out and are
You would think that, yes.
Right.
But, you know, things are changing. Women are lying. I mean, I think biologically women are not predisposed for this type of thing, but I think culture makes you think that you can try something like this, even though it doesn't always work.
Mm-hmm. Well, is our society changing that much that this sort of thing is more, is it okay? And I put okay in quotation marks. Is it okay?
That's a different answer for everybody. I think that society's gotten into this point where they're afraid to say something's not okay anymore. Everybody's got to live and let live, live and let live. No one wants to say anything about, you know, condemning people. I mean, so, you know, you just kind of do it quietly, I guess, to yourself. Is it okay or not? I don't know. It's up to you. For me, this kind of thing, not okay. But
okay. But that's where it comes to everybody having their own preferences, their own mores, their own standards, and not preaching it to somebody else. It wouldn't be what you would do. It wouldn't be what I would do. Wouldn't be what Kenny would do, but if somebody does it and no one gets hurt, that's always been my bellwether. I don't want anybody getting hurt. 17 before the hour, Dr. Bruce Shanohoff joins us in a few moments. We're going to go between the lines in medical research. That's conversations coming up next on Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Spring flooring season continues at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale, like the must-have look of distressed hardwood. Don't pay $4.89 at other stores this week. Save almost 40% on pre-finished Savannah oak hardwood, or get the look of Brazilian cherry for less than half of what you'll pay at other stores this week. Santo Andre laminate is just 99 cents, plus deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents, and get 18 months special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Did you know that since the year 2000, almost 40% of new anti-cancer drugs were first approved for blood cancer patients and are being tested on patients with other cancers like lung, prostate, and breast? That's why the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is a proud supporter of the new PBS series, Ken Burns Presents Cancer, The Emperor of All Maladies, a film by Barrick Goodman. The film is a vivid account of the grim past of cancer and the promising future of cures, like the research the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society funds to advance targeted therapies and immunotherapy drugs that save lives every day. And every day, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society continues funding research for patients, stopping cancer not someday, but today. Text CURES to 80077 to learn more about our impact on cures. That's CURES to 80077. Message and data rates may apply.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
Guy. Here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure. Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press wringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online and $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Ron Delano, Attorney Houston.
Attention, mesothelioma cancer patients. You may be entitled to compensation from the billions of dollars available from asbestos manufacturers, including VA benefits and medical assistance. You may not have to file a lawsuit. Mesothelioma patients, don't wait. Call now for a free consultation and to find out how much financial compensation you may be eligible to receive. Call 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
All right, joining us now on Good Day is Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who joins us every Monday at this time with some provocative thinking about what's going on in the medical community that isn't necessarily mainstream, thus the term between the lines. You can check out the information, a lot of great things about how your back can be taken care of better than it is at 818newback.com. Bruce, how are we doing today?
Well, good morning, Doug. In our continuing efforts to explain the corruption of the corporate medical complex, we're going to take a look into history today, history of the U.S. healthcare system. You see, in the 1800s, there were two approaches to healthcare. There were the allopaths and the empirics. Now, the allopaths believed in heroic medicine. They forcefully drove disease from the body. They were claiming that it was based on scientific theory, and the methods that they used were to bleed people, to actually remove blood from them, to draw out the bad humors. They used large doses of toxic metals like mercury and lead, and surgery with no anesthesia or infection control, which ended up making them largely feared by the population, and the critics said that the patient died from the cure. Now, the empirics they believed in vitalism. They believed in stimulating the body's own defenses to fight disease, and they used non-toxic substances like herbs from Native American and European traditions. Well, you know, this was all based on observation and experience. Competition between these two factions caused the allopaths to form the AMA, which started as a very weak trade union without much power. But by the end of the 1800s, new treatments with high profit potential attracted Andrew Carnegie, Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan.
All right, so we have a problem, Bruce, because we can't hear you. There's something wrong with the phone connection, and I don't know that. We'll try this one more time. Let's see if we can get. We were on Rockefeller and Carnegie, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So let's pick it up there.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's okay now. Yep, yeah.
Okay, so anyways, with the attraction of these you know, wealthy men and their vast fortunes, they were able to push and put surgery and radiation and synthetic drugs to the forefront of healthcare. Now, ironically, Rockefeller himself still used empiric medicine, but hey, you know, you can't stop a guy like him from wanting to, you know, get some great profit in there. But with the patent drug advertising, the AMA journal revenue skyrocketed, and then educational standards were changed to exclude empirics so that only AMA-approved practices and doctors were allowed. And then, in a 20-year period, the AMA came to dominate all healthcare in the U.S., and everybody else was labeled a quack. But, you know, by 1953, things were already so bad that the Fitzgerald Report to Congress outlined a menacing pattern of corruption, as they said. And to quote one doctor from the day. The National Institute, with Cancer Institute, with enthusiastic support of the American Cancer Society, has effectively blocked funding for research and clinical trials on promising non-toxic alternative cancer drugs for decades. And that was stimulus.
There's no money in it, and that's what the problem is. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff with us with Food for Thought on Good Day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
A national crisis is here and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Well, Vanilla.
Hi, Tom.
That like a doula, mentioned a boola, bibbidi bop. Together, and what have you got? Bibbidi bop. That like a doula, mentioned a boola, bibbidi bop. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Now that is a doula me. Meant to go the hula-roo. But the thing of it bobs, it does the job.
Cinderella, the number one movie at the box office this weekend. No surprise there. Helena Bonham Carter singing Bippity Boppity Boo. Bippity Boppity Boo. I love this. Crank this up, Peter.
Kick it up.
So reminds me of what I used to hear. Michigabula, all these words that I used to say to my children and still talk to Charlotte this way. It's just wonderful stuff. All right, so Tucker's here to update us on the, there's no bloom on this rose. Number one Cinderella over the weekend. Be interesting to see where the Liam Neeson movie comes in. That's probably number two. We'll find out in a moment. First, however, we have our contest to figure out who can figure out what the name of the movie is. This star turned 82 over the weekend. One of the most wonderful contributors to movie magic over the years, I think, in so many different ways. He's played so many different kinds of roles. Very, very good guy. So let's see what you can figure out here. At stake is a position in the line for our drawing next week to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. So if you're interested in going on that trip free, including all of the travel, you call us at 888-302-3684 and tell us what this movie is.
I am taking him in gracefully in order to get him out gracefully.
All right. That help you out, Chucker? You got it?
Not sure yet.
All right. Anybody else know? Probably not in this crowd.
Sounds
except for
familiar,
Kenny.
But...
All right. Here we go. Next clue.
All right. I'll do it. I'll teach you, I'll set you up, and I'll pay you a percentage.
Great!
But with this one understanding, I run this operation, and you do as I say.
All right. Getting closer to a Jugger?
I know the actor. I'm just trying to think of
the film. Yeah, very obvious. The actor's voice is very, very identifiable. Last clue.
We all have our limitations, Freddy. Fortunately, I discovered the taste and style of commodities that people desire. Freddy, what I'm saying is, know your limitations. You are a moron.
All right. So if you know what it is, that last line was pretty helpful in figuring out what the movie is, the title-wise. And so we know it's Michael Caine. He's 82 years old. Help yourself to 888-302-3684. Come up with the name of the movie. If you're first on the air with it, you'll qualify for our drawing next week for the Broadmoor trip in Colorado Springs. All right, Chucker has the movie box office totals in a moment here on Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99. Offer valid on Q300469 in store and online and $3.28 while supplies last. See store, staples.com for details.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Hi, Joanne. What's the name of this movie with Michael Caine?
It is called Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, that's a good guess. Yeah, a very good guess, but not the right one. So, Tim, it's your job. What's the name of the movie?
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
You are qualified for our drawing to the trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Congratulations. Hold on a minute. Chucker, how'd things fare at the box office?
No surprise, Doug. Disney's live-action version of Cinderella, number one, dominating the box office, $70 million. Reviews are solid, so this film should have legs. Liam Neeson's Run All Night, his newest actioner, plays second. They so-so, $11 million. Film appealed mostly to males because it's much darker in tone than, say, his movie Nonstop of a year ago. The Kingsman plays third, 6.2, a solid $107 million in 5 weeks. The Will Smith film Focus plays fourth, 5.8, $44 million in 3 weeks. And Chappie plays fifth, 5.8. That rounds up the top five, Doug.
As you know, that was a real waste of time. Thank you.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.